And a reasonable argument is often made by organisers of cultural festivals that sponsors pay for these things, and pay for events such as Notting Hill Carnival, Pride and Mela to stay free and accessible to all. But it's hard not to wonder if something is being lost along the way. In an era when venture capital-backed music video platform Boiler Room receives Arts Council funding to broker Notting Hill Carnival sponsorship deals and livestream its intimate hedonism to the world, or popular long-standing free community festivals such as South London's Lambeth Country Show suddenly have a heavy security presence prompting outrage and boycotts. Perhaps this is too pessimistic. The 21st century domestication of the crowd does not in itself snuff out its power. The experience of being part of a crowd can still change us in all manner of unexpected ways. If one thing should be retained from academics' debunking of the myth of the crowd as a single beast with one brain and 1,000 limbs, it is precisely that the diversity of the individuals within the crowd is what makes it so vital. Far from behaving as one, everyone has different cooperation thresholds for participation, and there are some who by their nature will always be the first in the pool. For better or worse, crowds empower more shy or conservative people to do what they might not have done otherwise, to pronounce their political beliefs, or proclaim their sexual orientation in public, to sing about their heartfelt feelings for Sergio Aguero, to occupy a bank, to throw a brick, to fight with strangers, to dance to ABBA in the concourse of a major intercity railway station. Being a crowd member is not a muscle that will atrophy through lack of use. Our knack for it, our need for it, has a much longer history than the months we will be required to keep our physical distance. The desire to be part of the crowd is part of who we are, and it will not be dispersed so easily.